Of all the suggestions in the City Dock Master Plan, two have drawn the most fire, eliminating 100 coveted parking spaces and allowing taller buildings than the current regulations. And attached to that plan is a rezoning ordinance that would change three sites from maritime use to commercial. One of those sites is 110 Compromise Street, the former site of Fawcett's Boat Supply. The change would allow mixed-use development that could include retail, housing, and office space. Against the plan is the Coalition to Save Annapolis, made up of business owners and historic preservationists. One of the members is Pete Chambliss, a property manager for an Annapolis business. He says the development proposed for the Fawcett site ruins what residents and tourists say they love about Annapolis, its colonial atmosphere.
The building that was shown by the developer caught everybody by surprise. It was massive, as well as architecturally incompatible with the colonial nature of Annapolis.
But Mayor Cohen calls the Fawcett's building a cinder block eyesore. He says the opponents' objections put plans, 2 years in the making, at risk.
And if we don't find a way to make this happen, it's not just this, it's not X, Y, or Z, it's the cumulative weight of all of these things happening, and I'm committed to turning that around.
In fact, he has scheduled a 7 p.m. hearing on the ordinance tonight at City Hall. Former Mayor Ellen Moyer, who has joined the Coalition to Save Annapolis, says Cohen failed to involve the community as he rushed his plan before the council.
One, there was a lot of time spent on developing a dock master plan, so to speak. That process then had just begun to move forward. In any kind of master plan, you do comprehensive analysis of economic impacts, etc. So there was an expectation that there would be this huge continuing public involvement in the development plan. All of a sudden, we have a zoning change that does make major changes that can impact negatively the maritime community and certainly the historic preservation community.
Cohen says preserving the integrity of the historic district is only part of his job. He also has to attract business to the city.
Annapolis has a reputation that it's gained over many decades of being a tough place to do business. The City Council and I and the Annapolis Economic Development Corp and others have worked diligently to combat that perception, streamlining processes, making the review process more predictable.
But Moyer says even with the City Dock's maritime zoning, Annapolis is in fine shape.
We are an economically vital city at the present time because we're not like any place USA. It's not a decrepit place. It is an alive place. And people love it and they love to come here because it is different, needs to be protected.
Moyer, who moved to Annapolis in the 1950s, says that the new ordinance and master plan brings up old development conflicts.
The zoning ordinance that is in place and some of the recommendations in the dock plan actually take us back to the 1960s with the bulk and the height that were the major arguments that went on between commercial developers, preservation, and maritime people, 1969, 1970.
Cohen insists, however, he won't withdraw the zoning ordinance. He says he will continue to have conversations with residents, businesses, and historic preservationists. The next opportunity will be the hearing tonight. I'm Jamila Kay, reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.